WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence.
I need manpower up here ASAP. I have people trapped in the building. Repeat, people trapped in the building.
That was Broadcastify audio of authorities arriving at a Michigan church where they say a Marine veteran went on a shooting rampage. The motive was unclear. At least four people died. Eight others were injured.
The violence unfolded shortly after 10 Sunday morning at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan. A gunman rammed his truck into the building where a church service was going on and opened fire using what authorities say was an assault rifle.
There was hundreds of people within the church.
Authorities say at least four people were killed.
Let me say we are heartbroken.
The gunman was killed by police. Authorities believe the gunman, a 40-year-old Michigan man, intentionally set fire to the church before it was eventually brought under control. Terrell Bailey, CBS News, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
After the deaths of Charlie Kirk and Minnesota Democrat Melissa Hortman, Utah's Governor Republican Spencer Cox told CBS's 60 Minutes he wants both sides to address growing political violence.
I get accused on the right all the time of, I just want people to have a kumbaya moment. I want people to hold hands and just hug it out. And we're done with that. We're done holding hands and hugging it out. I'm not asking anybody to hold hands and hug it out. I'm not asking for that. I'm trying to get people to stop shooting each other.
Congress faces a funding deadline of October 1st. President Trump is blaming Democrats. CBS's Robert Costa talked with the president and spoke about it on CBS's Face the Nation.
Inside the White House, sources are saying President Trump actually welcomes a shutdown in the sense that he believes he can wield executive power to get rid of what he calls waste, fraud, and abuse. And there is that memo that says the government is ready to have mass firings if a deal isn't struck.
Another guest is heading to Secretary Pete Hegseth's military gathering this week. CBS News correspondent Willie James Inman.
The president will attend a meeting on Tuesday with hundreds of America's top military leaders who will travel from around the world to Quantico, Virginia. The gathering of this scale and such a short notice is rare, if not unprecedented.
Oregon has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration after the president said he'll send troops to Portland. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek pushed back against Trump.
I think this is a sad day for our country, a sad day for Oregon, that the President of the United States does not listen to local leaders about what they need and how we can be in partnership.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Dolly Parton has postponed her Vegas residency. She posted on Instagram that she was having some health struggles and needed to have a procedure. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
About 58 million pounds of corn dogs and other sausage-on-a-stick products are being recalled.
It's wood, or what Tyson's Foods calls extraneous pieces of wooden stick within the batter. The batter was turned into Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage-on-a-stick products from Texas-based Hillshire Foods, which is a Tyson company. The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service says some of the complaints from consumers involve injuries. The recalled corn dogs and sausage-on-a-stick goods were produced between March 17 and this past Friday. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
It may be time to stop trying to be funny at work. Researchers for the University of Arizona looked at all the business books suggesting that funny people are more likable, and that's a good business move. In reality, their study found, unless you're a trained comic, most attempts at humor are on the job backfire. They say the downside of cracking a bad joke is often larger than what you might gain by landing a good one. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
it is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight. Our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. We'll be right back.
Evening rolls on. We do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'll get a ticket to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so we
you don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Searching in the sun for another overload. a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. We'll be right back.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Police in Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, say a man rammed his truck into a Mormon church on Sunday, then started shooting. At least four people died. Eight others were hurt. Tara Duvall lives nearby.
You just knew something was bad. You knew something was bad. You come up to the road, you see all the construction tape. You see all the counties here. You see everybody. Everybody. And it's serious.
The gunman who died in a shootout with police also set the church on fire. There's still no deal to avoid a partial government shutdown this Tuesday. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
The president told CBS News a shutdown appears likely unless Democrats back down on their demands over health care, adding negotiations are at a stalemate.
President Trump says he'll send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon to protect ICE facilities. Democratic Governor Tina Kotek is critical of Trump's decision.
He has chosen to disregard Oregonians' safety and ability to govern themselves.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is...